Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Josh Kindle, he writes for The Athletic. Josh was sitting one row in front of me and Bo yesterday, so he did get to see the hatless version of me and Squid Billy yesterday.
He wasn't, like, directly in front of me, but he was... He was a row in front and one seat to the left, I think.
Yeah, glad we have that.
I handed him a microphone at one point so he could ask a question.
Josh did a nice job asking some clarifying questions during the press conference yesterday. And Josh, I think that's where I want to start. Just the overall press conference. One of the things we've kicked around today is what it could have sounded like, what it did sound like, what it should have sounded like. I'm going to just randomly give me a letter grade for how you think it went from a PR standpoint yesterday for Arthur talking to everybody.
I think it was a B. I think that on the positive side, I think it was a step in the right direction. There was one chair and one microphone and one voice. And we've seen we've seen it differently sometimes. I think what Arthur Blank is trying to project is a more streamlined organization. At the same time, I think there's only so much you can, there's only so much you can get from one of these press conferences. 90% of what he said was exactly, what we knew he was going to say. He said in his letter to the fans on Monday, he acknowledged, none of this that we say in the next, week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks makes any difference until we go out and prove it. So, now they've got to go out and prove it. Is this really a different, is the president of football really the final say? Is there really going to be sort of a one desk where the buck stops, or is it just going to devolve back into what it's sort of been of late, which is the quote unquote collaborative approach, which is frustrating for fans who would like for somebody to step up and take responsibility, good or bad, good and bad. Depending on the time.
Josh, I'm curious your reaction to hearing Arthur yesterday talking about how the consulting firm found that the vision for the franchise didn't have enough clarity. Do you have any idea where that breakdown could be coming from?
Yeah, the fact that, not to bang on Rich McKay, but the fact that the fan base has heard for a decade more, Rich McKay is no longer in football. Okay, he's a little bit in football, but now he's not in football anymore, but he's still there, once a week. So, number one, right there. Number two, that the fan base could never get a feel for and got the sense that nobody had a feel for the flow chart in the organization. Who's in charge here? Who is setting the vision? Excuse me. Who is setting the vision and charting the course? Are we just all here to kind of, kumbaya and come up with and have a nice, a fun work environment and everybody enjoy coming to work and feel like you got to contribute and be part of the club? The fact that there was a lack of vision surprises no Falcons fan. I'm surprised it surprised Arthur Blank.
Josh, I was about to ask you something. You made me laugh. Let me ask you this, because I want to. He made a very, very, very big point to clarify that it is not the president of football operations, but the president of football. Do you think phrasing it like that makes Matt Ryan a better candidate than if it was phrased he's the president of football operations? Are you follow me there?
I do. I follow what you're saying. Yeah, maybe so. Maybe that's part of the thing. It feels very formal. I feel like we're going to have to stand every time this person comes into the room, and they're going to have maybe a scepter. I don't know, but maybe that could be it. I mean, I think that it seems very clear that this position was created for Matt Ryan until they walk somebody else out there and say, this is the president of football and it's not Matt Ryan. It seems like this was created for him. So I could see them structuring it to be a perfect fit for him. And maybe if you don't call it operations, then his complete lack of experience in any sort of football front office becomes less of a thing. That makes sense.
Josh, I think one of the interesting takeaways yesterday for me, and I tweeted one thing during this whole press conference, and it was about his answer about Jeff Ulbrich. And he, you know, said in no uncertain terms, I would certainly recommend to a new head coach that he would consider retaining Jeff Ulbrich. Curious what your takeaways were from that, if you consider that to be overstepping or to me, it felt like common sense, but I know that hasn't been, you know, the overall thought process coming away from that.
It does feel like common sense. And there was some reporting around the league yesterday that the, you know, the Cowboys requested to talk to Jeff and the Falcons denied it, which is pretty standard in these situations, but at the same time feels a little cruddy. You know, he is under contract. The assistants remain under contract with the Falcons, so the Falcons, you know, have sort of control over them. But if a guy's not sure he's going to get a job with the next staff, and you're not letting him apply, again, this is not a Falcons-specific thing. That's pretty standard across the league. I wish that Arthur Blank, again, just my personal wishes, like they matter, when he was asked about Michael Penix and when he was asked about Jeff Ulbrich, would have said, I'm not going to comment on that. I love Michael Penix. I love Jeff Ulbrich. I'm not commenting on any of that. We're going to have an organizational, you know, structure, and those people at those levels are going to make those decisions. The president of football will have the final say. I think that the Jeff Ulbrich thing, again, makes perfect sense. I understand he feels that way. I just wish he hadn't said it. I certainly think the stuff about Michael Penix would have been best left unsaid.
Josh Kendall joining us here on the morning shift. I actually think that's really well way to put it. It's really hard for me to disagree with you there. I had no issue with it because of the way he said, I will not mandate anything, but I do agree with your point there. Let me, I kind of want to go away from the press conference a little bit because I kind of want to get your take. You're around the team. You cover the team. I see you every time I'm anywhere, home or away. Where do you think they should go in the coaching search? Are you in the mindset, and Mike and I have talked about this a lot lately, that you go get maybe an offensive mind or a defensive mind that has a play caller that is going to call plays and always have their system in place, or do you go get the John Harbaugh type coach?
NFL hiring, the NFL candidate process, is fascinating to me because it is so weird to me. Guys will come up on the radar in 6 months and be the hot guy. I think about Bobby Slowick. Remember when Bobby Slowick was just about to be a head coach?
Yes.
Then he's fired. I mean, it just comes and goes so quick. And then once guys fall out of that rotation, they're gone. Remember when Thomas Brown was, you know, he was in the pipeline, man. Sean McVay had blessed him with the Sean McVay holy water. He was getting, you know, now nobody, you know, he got an interview somewhere this week, but nobody's talking much about Thomas Brown, which might be a mistake. But that's really neither here nor there. If I'm the Falcons, I worry less about offense or defense and more about trying to find a veteran, because it looks to me like Matt Ryan, who is not, you know, is a first-time NFL executive, is going to be the president of football. It makes a ton of sense that somebody like Ian Cunningham, who has some connections with Matt Ryan through Ryan Poles and is very well regarded, is going to be the GM, which would be his first time in that role. So if you've got two newcomers, three rookies feels like a lot of rookies. I think that one person in the room who could say, you know, I saw this, you know, in my second year in Cleveland, if I'm Kevin Stefanski, or, you know, if I'm Jim Harbaugh, I saw this in 2011 when we were in Baltimore, and can just provide some context, some veteran context to the room. So that, for me, is what I'm looking for.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Josh, I know Ian Cunningham's the name that really the only name I think we've kind of heard, although it did, I did kind of be, feel like it was alluded that Tillis, I think, and Dissner kind of also interviewed for the president slash kind of GM both. That just one
right.
place I saw reported. What do you think? I know that fans are probably going to turn their nose up to this, but do you think the GM's already in the building? Because I've heard a lot of things outside of the organization, around the league, and a little bit in about how talented and how good at he is at his job. It's Kyle Smith, who is the assistant GM right now. Do you think Kyle Smith's got any shot to even get an interview for this job, or is it just we want to go completely about face?
I don't think he does, and I don't think it has anything to do with Kyle Smith. I do think he's very well regarded. I think that he will land somewhere and be just fine, but I do not anticipate him getting an interview just because, you know, I think that Arthur Blank is very aware of trying to start, you know, a clean slate. Clean slate was, you know, kind of starting fresh was clearly important to him. You know, the decision to fire Terry and Raheem clearly was made weeks before the season ended. They were ready to go. They've been planning a restructuring for a while. And I think for them, they would feel like they were going against the whole point of that by retaining somebody.
Josh, before we let you go, one last thing, and this is going to be a point of curiosity, I think, for some time now. You know, you talked about Matt Ryan, talk about the GM, talk about the head coach, who you know, what kind of role you want. What? How much input do you think Matt Ryan will have in the on-field product in terms of, like, this player fits this scheme, this player fits that scheme? Or do you simply think it's Matt, you know, helping put the GM, the head coach, and the vision in place and then kind of allowing them to go to work? I guess, you know, how much overarching theme will you see of Matt Ryan say, this is going to be our vision, these players fit our vision, or do you simply think that he puts those other guys in place and kind of lets them go?
No, I think he's very involved if it's him. I've had a couple of people say to me, you know, this is not going to be an ornamental hire. Don't expect that Matt Ryan is just going to come in here and be a figurehead. Matt Ryan is a competitive dude. You know, I think the only reason that you, if you're Matt Ryan, take this job and leave a cushy, very well-paid job at CBS that gives you plenty of free time, the only reason you do that is because you are just itching for that day-to-day competitiveness. So I don't think he is going to come in here and, you know, sit and put his feet up on the desk and, you know, pat everybody on the back. I think he will be very much involved. His voice will be very well represented, and I think he'll be the final say. I think that there will be people in the building who are surprised that Matt Ryan is not their buddy anymore, but Matt Ryan is the boss.
I completely agree with that. Josh, appreciate you hanging out with us this morning, man. That's our good buddy Josh Kendall from The Athletic. Thanks, bud.
Thank y'all.